Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever feel like, I don't know, like you're walking through life, but your inner light's kind of like dimmed?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
there's this whole vibrant you just waiting to be turned up. Well, if that hits home and you're into, personal growth and all that good stuff, hit that like button and subscribe because we're diving deep into understanding ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
Today,
Yeah.
we're all about Mori Fontanez's book, Higher Self.
Okay.
It's like a roadmap back to, well, the real you. Cutting through all the noise and finding that wisdom we all have inside.
Right.
Link to grab a copy is down in the description, by the way.
Awesome. So this idea of an inner light, what Fontanez really gets at in Higher Self is that we're born whole. Like we're not missing some crucial piece. We are from the start complete, even divine, she says, just by existing.
Love that.
And a big part of this is our intuition.
Oh, for sure.
Not like a map to some destination, but more like a compass always nudging you towards what feels right deep down, no matter what anyone else says.
Totally. That soul's GPS, she talks about such a great image, right?
Right.
It's like this quiet but constant knowing, pointing you towards what truly aligns with you.
Exactly. And she paints this picture of baby. There's just these open books exploring the world with zero judgment.
They don't care.
Especially, she points out, they don't judge themselves based on, whatever their caregivers are feeling emotionally.
Like, if mom's stressed, baby's not like, oh, this is about me.
Exactly. It's fascinating. A baby experiences that energy, stress, joy, sadness, whatever, almost as pure data. Their little brains haven't learned to internalize it as reflecting on them. Their intuition is so strong, so pure, it basically filters out that emotional static.
So true. And remember that story about Quinn and his Village of the Rock? He was totally lost in this world he'd created, needed help building a fort for his little rock people, protect them from a monster.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
It's like pure creativity, total engagement with his true self.
Absolutely.
And coddlers, their dreams are just huge, all fueled by this why not attitude that comes straight from their intuition. No limits there, no holding back.
Yeah, that's what she argues, that boundless energy, that limitless possibility, that's our baseline. That's how we're naturally wired.
Running on pure intuition.
Yep. But here's where things get interesting. This is where that connection starts to, get a little fuzzy.
Uh-oh, what happened?
It's that inevitable clash between that beautiful childlike wonder and the adults around them who are maybe dealing with their own stuff, exhaustion, whatever.
I could see that.
Like that classic example, like kids pretending to be a bird running around and bumps into a parent who's just trying to get through the grocery
Oh
store.
yeah, totally.
And the parent reacts, even if it's just a sigh or a be careful. The kid often takes it personally. It's like this first hint that something's not quite right, something darker or limiting is creeping in. They don't yet get that the parent's mood might have nothing to do with them.
They make it about themselves.
In a way, yeah. And that's a turning point. The kid starts to think, oh, maybe my joy, my expression caused this negative reaction.
So sad.
So Fontanez suggests that's the beginning of sacrificing your inner world for love and protection. To stay connected to the people who literally keep them alive, they start adapting, accepting the grown-up version of reality, even if it clashes with their own experience.
It's that human need for validation, right?
Exactly. Like Maslow talked about belonging, dignity, it starts outweighing that inner
With
wisdom.
her looking outside for approval.
Right. And Fontanez, she shares this really powerful story about herself, a core wound that happened when she was just 4 years old in the car with her mom and sister.
Oh, wow.
She felt this overwhelming need to fix her mom's sadness. And what she realized later was that her natural empathy, her gift, was basically hijacked by fear, this deep fear that if her mom didn't feel better, everything would fall apart.
It makes you think about all the ways kids' feelings and imaginations get dismissed, even unintentionally,
Oh, absolutely.
Like parents, even with the best intentions, might accidentally communicate that the kid's inner world isn't as important as what's happening outside.
Totally. And then there's this whole other layer. Fontanez calls them inherited ideas, these limiting beliefs passed down through families.
Like those unwritten rules.
Exactly. And they're often meant to protect, to prepare kids for a tough world, but they can be so restricting.
Oh, for sure.
Like you always have to say
Oh,
yes.
I know that one.
It's the older generation passing on their lessons, their fears, but it can stifle a person's own choices.
And this leads to what she calls the moment of rupture, right?
Exactly. That unconscious decision to start ignoring your inner compass to get your needs met. and it usually happens way earlier than we realize. It's not some big dramatic event, more like a gradual shift in priorities.
And then bam, you're a teenager.
And that's when the fear voice really kicks in, gets loud and powerful. Contano says it's usually tied to that core wound, I'm not enough or I'm too much.
Driving all our decisions.
Exactly. Those early experiences shape how we see the world and ourselves.
And being a teenager just amps it up.
Yeah. Right?
Social pressure, needing validation from your friends is all so intense.
Oh, totally. It's like that need to be liked takes over. And we compromise who we really are just to fit in.
She calls it validation addiction.
Yep. And social media, she argues, can make it so much worse.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like this constant stream of external feedback that we mistake for real self-worth.
But she also talks about how teenagers are kind of heroic, right?
Yes. In their own way, they're rebelling against all those limiting beliefs and judgments. It's like a messy but essential search for self-discovery, driven by their desires, even if it comes out as, you know, acting out or whatever.
Just like their soul is trying to break free.
Exactly. Still trying to find its way back to that authentic core.
So what's the good news? Can we get back to that pure intuition, that higher self?
Here's the amazing thing. It never actually goes away.
Oh.
It's more like it gets buried under all the noise, all those layers of limiting beliefs and fears and external pressures.
So we just got to dig it out.
In a way, yeah. And she has this great exercise. Think of a secret desire, something you might even feel embarrassed about.
Okay, got it.
Now listen to that critical voice, the fear voice, telling you why it's impossible.
It's already starting.
Right. But here's the key question, the evidence. Really examine those reasons your fear is giving you.
Well, that's good. Like, put it on trial.
Exactly. See if those walls your fear built actually hold up under scrutiny.
Yeah, that.
And Fontanez is clear healing isn't about fixing something broken. It's about understanding and integrating all parts of ourselves. The limitations and the limitless potential. She talks about it like a figure eight.
Oh,
wow. One loop is our limitations. The other, our boundless self. The point is, they're not separate, they're connected, always flowing into each other.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. And it's not about erasing the fear self because it's trying to protect us in its own way.
Right. It has good intentions.
It does. It's about understanding where it comes from, what it needs, and then letting the higher self take the lead.
So how do we actually do that?
She talks about creating an inner round table. Not a literal one, of course,
right.
But like, consciously consulting all those different voices within you, your younger self, your fear voice, and ultimately your higher self.
So when you have a decision to make,
you ask, what would my younger self who went through that tough experience feel? What's my fear voice warning me about? And what's my intuition, my higher self, guiding me towards?
I love that. Like having a heart-to-heart with yourself.
Totally. And you figure out which younger part is holding on to a specific limiting belief. And then you listen to their needs without judgment.
Like, what are they really afraid of? What do they need to feel safe and loved?
Exactly. You're not dismissing them. You're appreciating their intention and then redirecting them with your current wisdom and the guidance of your higher self.
So it's about learning the language of your soul.
Yes. Paying attention to your body, noticing the physical sensations, because that's where so much wisdom lives.
It's about feeling the difference between intuition, that quiet knowing, and the emotional reactions of those younger, more scared parts of us.
And she has this great exercise, fear self versus higher self.
Tell me more.
You think back to a recent decision, remember the fear-based thoughts, and notice how those thoughts feel in your body, the energy, the emotions. Then replay that decision, but consider it from your higher self's perspective. See how that shifts things, your body, your energy, your emotions.
So you can actually feel the difference between those voices.
Exactly. And through all of this, Fontanez emphasizes trust and faith. It's not a quick fix. It takes practice to recognize and trust that inner voice. She even tells a story about moving to the West Coast, how intuition guided her, even though her fear voice was freaking out.
We've all been there.
And this ties into the whole purpose thing. Fontanez has this cool way of looking at it. She says it's where your natural skills and talents meet what brings you joy and fulfillment.
I like that.
It's not just about what you do. It's about who you are, how you show up in the world.
So true.
She says our value comes from embodying our higher selves, radiating love and kindness, like her grandmother and mother did. She talks about them as ripples of love and resilience.
Beautiful.
And here's a key point sometimes. Being your higher self means going against expectations, what everyone else thinks you should do.
She even has a section called Your People Pleaser Won't Like This.
Exactly. And to make space for that, you need boundaries. Clear needs, requirements in your relationships, consequences when those boundaries are crossed.
It's about protecting your well-being, your truth.
Absolutely. And she even reframes this idea of hard work.
How interesting.
If you're always struggling, pushing against the current, it might be a sign you're out of alignment with your higher self.
So maybe it's time to find a path of less resistance.
Exactly. And then she comes back to this idea of the ripple effect. Mm. When we live authentically, it inspires others to do the same.
I love that.
So the core message of higher self is this. You were born whole, complete. Life is about returning to that alignment, shedding those layers of fear, and rediscovering the amazing person you already are.
Beautifully put. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into higher self. We hope it's given you some insights and maybe a renewed sense of possibility.
What resonated most with you today? And is there a limiting belief you're now ready to explore, maybe even challenge? Share your thoughts in the comments. We love hearing from you.
And what's one small step you can take today to listen to that wise voice within you? Let us know. We're inspired by your journeys. And if you enjoyed this deep dive, hit that like button, subscribe for more, and grab your copy of Higher Self using the link in the description. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.